then they rob us more than it would have cost for to a do private industry to do.
Exactly.
Because why? Because they have a monopoly on violence.
That's it. Speaking of a monopoly on violence, when we come back for our break, we're going to discuss something that I found out about the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office.
Intrigue. So
please stay tuned for our commercial, and we'll see you on the other side.
I am a cop, and you will respect my authority.
Yeah, right. You better get back to school, little boy.
Ow! Get your ass to jail!
Ow! Hey, what the hell are you doing? You can't do that! Ow! 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 Ow!
Sweet.
Ow!
How dare you!
So before we went to the commercial, I teased that we had some new information about goings-on at the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office. So everybody knew there was a big stink raised about the new budget for the 2022-2023 budget year. The millage was increased. There was a bunch of bullshit pet projects in there from every councilman up there.
Thrown in at the last minute.
On the last day, the third reading, right? And I don't care what anybody says. Every single one of them had something in there that they wanted to throw in. One of the big things, one of the big budget items was the budget for the Sheriff's Department, because they wanted to increase the pay. What Lee Bone had said was, they're having a hard time retaining good deputies because they were not able to compete in the salary department with other departments. We all know, anybody listening to the show knows that that's bullshit, that these officers are either forced to resign or allowed to resign or fired, or they just, you know, leave, go to other departments for better leadership. We know that's true, okay? He wanted to add 12 more positions as well. And the question I asked was, how are you going to add 12 more positions if you're saying you can't even retain the deputies you have, the positions you have now? So how the hell is that going to work? So I put a Freedom of Information Act request in with the Sheriff's Office, and I wanted to know, under the new budget and the old budget, every single salary for every employee of the Sheriff's Office, from the lowest dude on the totem pole all the way up to Lee Bone's big head. All right, and so I got it back here. In the last budget, I'm just going to say some of the top earners, let's just say. Lee Bone, starting with him at the top, his salary annually, which I thought was pretty low. I was surprised he only made $88,173. To me, I'm like, oh, wow, he's the sheriff of Kershaw County. Maybe he's being frugal. Second in command, Tyrell Rock Coleman, $70,000. The captain, who's over all the patrols, he's like the highest ranking dude under Rock, $60,126. But as you go down this list, I stumbled. There was one number that had an extra digit on it. And I was like, what in the hell is this? And then remember, this is 21-22 budget. $103,643.22. Position, blank. There's no position, no title here. So you go over to the name, it's Doug Bowling. And in my mind, I said, well, I thought Doug Bowling was working with the state SRO program. He was in charge of the SROs, so he would have been getting paid by the school district or the state schools, whatever. But if you go a little bit further left, he has an employee ID number. 127-89 is his employee ID number at the sheriff's office. So he's an employee of the sheriff's office. His money is coming out of the annual budget of the sheriff's office. Doug Bowling was making $103,643 while the sheriff was making $88,173. If that's not a red flag of something wrong, I don't know what the hell is.
And the deal is that the school district puts forth a significant amount of that $103,000, and then the sheriff's department puts a little bit. So,
but why is the whole entire number coming out of the sheriff's office budget?
And, well, that was the deal that was made so that Barney could be a badge wearing. What it is.
So the school district is paying the sheriff's office, who is then taking that money and then giving it to Doug.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But you also have SRO, state funding. So there's a separate
line. SROs follow under the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
And they're funded through taxes and state taxes.
So why isn't Doug Bowling in this list over here with the state-funded deputies? Mm-hmm. Instead, he's over here.
Because he's not the head of the SROs.
What does he do?
He's security for the school district. But in order for him to wear a badge and tote a gun, mm-hmm. he has to be in the sheriff's thing.
Okay. So those are questions I'm going to ask. Yeah. I wanted to ask Danny Templer today, but he never returned my call. Yeah.
It's a con. It's a
shell game.
It's patting your buddy on the butt. You know how in the football thing they'll pat each other on the
Doug
butt.
Doug Bowling's retired from South Carolina National Guard.
Ain't that something?
Well, that's
Frankie Lee Bone Jr.
And who was the last
Shane Robinson or whatever his name was? It was the school district. Weird. Was also and guess what? The same guys are all buddies with Charles Marino, mm-hmm. who brought in that damn scam fever temperature system.
That's right.
That doesn't work. And nobody will say anything about that.
So last year, Doug Bowling made $103,643.22. This year, he's going to make $104,334. So when the sheriff was up there talking, saying we need pay increases for our deputies, they were going to give everybody an $8,000 pay raise, right? Or, and they're in a range from 42 to 50,000 now, or 38 to 42, depending on your role. All right, so, but street deputies, 42 to 50,000. Doug Bowling only got, what, a $1,000 pay increase, okay?
Poor guy. Great.
Yeah, gotta, poor guy.
I mean, inflation got to be hurting his ass, ain't it?
The captain, and I'm not going to say his name, it's $5,000 pay increase. Flat, $5,000 increase. All right. Tyrell Rock Coleman, remember, he was making $70,000. Well, he got himself a $15,000 pay increase.
Wow.
He's now making $85,000. But that's not all, folks. That is not even the most egregious one. Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. gave himself, or the county council, I haven't gotten an answer back on who authorized this pay increase yet. He got an increase of $35,221.30.
Say that again.
$35,000 plus increase in his salary. So now the sheriff is making $123,395.
And that's because
crime is down.
Superman.
Right? Isn't crime down?
No.
No, crime's actually up. How about police violence? Is that good down?
No. Lawsuits.
Did he take over running the jail? No.
No.
No, they paid out a bunch of lawsuits.
He drives a brand new Tahoe.
Did he get a brand new Tahoe?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. That's fringe benefits that he obviously deserves.
He's kind of French acting. French benefit.
French benefit.
Where we screw you.
Right. There's a sergeant investigator making $65,000, the same as a captain. So I just heard that this guy got promoted to captain, though, and that's his new salary. But it doesn't say it on here. It says sergeant investigator. But they have his new salary. Why didn't they put captain? But he's making more than his lieutenant. The lieutenant investigator only makes $55,000. Something very strange going on here. The core, right? The core team. The lieutenant over the core team. Brad Gerald. $57,182. And nobody knows what the hell the core team is. It's supposed to be some community outreach. It used to be the road pirate division out on the highways.
Yeah.
But now it's apparently the inner circle, circle jerk, I guess.
It's the rogue unit.
It's Bone's special boys.
Yeah.
We'll say it that.
Deserves everything
you
that he can steal.
Back in September, I got in front of county council and I said, let me give you an example of the reckless spending in this budget. The sheriff's office accounts for almost half of the budget for the entire county, right? And there is absolutely zero accountability and oversight over what that budget is spent on. And Mary's notes, God bless her. I love Mary to death.
Yeah, but notes suck.
But she wrote, Matt disagrees with the sheriff's office spending or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I get so immediately after that, I went and filed this FOIA. It took them forever to get this back, but I'm so glad it came when it did. And it just leaves me with more questions. And so I asked two people on the council today. I said, two questions. Have you ever been in any closed session discussions about the sheriff's salary? Both answered no. I said, were you ever in any discussions with anybody at any time talking about increasing the salary of our county sheriff? No, never. Okay, so then I called Danny Templer's office. First of all, I couldn't reach any. The phone rang off the hook until about 11 o'clock. Then I finally got a hold of Mary, who is awesome. She does a great job. She's so nice, and I love dealing with her.
Yeah.
And she's passed my message along to Danny, and he never called me back. So in the afternoon, I called back. Oh, he's very busy, and he'll call you when he has time. I said, okay, when he has time for the citizens that he serves. What else could he be doing that's more important than this? But whatever. Maybe he had a more pressing issue that he had to deal with. Probably, piping and the new sewer and shit.
He so might have been doing questions. Julie Burns' toenails. I don't know.
It just raises more questions, right? So they have cost us money in insurance deductibles to pay for these lawsuits. They have cost us money in wrecked vehicles. I know there's like three or four squad cars just in the past 6 months that have been wrecked that need to be replaced. One of them was intentionally wrecked.
Yeah. which is still pending.
Right. So it's just kept, like, we're bleeding money. And now the sheriff wants to take over the jail, right? And so then that's just going to be more money that he can spend and more money at his disposal. And why are we giving this one man so much unchecked power?
When have you ever known a public servant to be able to unilaterally raise their own pay? Even in Congress, they have to vote a pay raise.
Even though they are.
There's a whole bunch of them that got to vote. A majority of them got to vote. Right. Ralph Norman cannot say, I want $250,000 and poof it,
Right. So that would be absolute insanity if the answer is the sheriff is in charge of his budget, which is the answers I've been getting so far. The sheriff comes and asks us for money for the budget, for millage, and we vote yes or no. And then beyond that,
well, then,
it's up to the sheriff.
Then that would seem to be that in his budget, in his proposal, begging for funds that are stolen from everybody,
right.
That it would say, I'm going to increase my pay by this amount. I'm going to buy 14 trucks. Yeah. I'm going to buy, this kind of stuff. Details.
What he did.
But apparently he didn't.
He said, I need to increase the budget by this much to pay for an $8,000 increase to the deputy salaries, is what he said. Nobody thought to do the math, this X amount of dollars divided by the amount of road deputies equals, wait a second, there's a shit ton of leftover money here. What is the rest of this money going to be spent on, or how big of a pay raise are you going to give? Nobody looked at it. I guarantee you, nobody did any sort of math. Except to figure out how much we need to raise the millage to pay for this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Which means raise taxes to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's the only conversation that was had. The fact that our sheriff is elected and it's a partisan election for in the first place is absolute fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. Right? The fact that the sheriff has so much power that only the governor of the state of South Carolina can remove them or suspend them is absolute bullshit. The only way that the people of this county have to show that they don't want this man in office anymore is to put a candidate out there to run against him, right? And Lee Ballin is so entrenched, everybody thinks he's an angel. Well, I'm not going to say everybody. The people who vote seem to think that he's just an angel, an Eagle Scout, right?
Every sheriff ever is... the bestest.
Yeah, they're just
the magic in the badge makes them the most honest. Yeah. They will support them no matter what. It doesn't, and it's kind of like what Trump said. I could kill somebody on the side of the road and they'd let me off.
That was true.
Well, yeah. Lee Bone, Matthews, go back in time. Right. They all
even when we had the sheriff on video, basically pissing on the Constitution, and
even
it did raise a couple eyebrows, but in no way, shape, or form had the impact that I thought it was going to have.
Well, look at the incompetence, the total incompetence of the 7 council members that did not question this and are not questioning this right now.
Right, exactly.
And look at what they've done. They've raised millage all across the board and everything, and nobody... I'm telling you right now, I think a tax revolt is in order. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody that gets a property tax bill ought to send in an appeal and say, you know, screw the sheriff, y'all take that back and we'll think about it.
And that would be amazing.
Yeah, and maybe have a thing out in front of county council where we all burn our damn property tax bills.
Well, it seems that...
And cut off the cash, because we hold the purse, right. Not them. No. Not the House, not Julie Burns, and not Tom Gardner, not any of them fools up there.
But, Jeff, what that would take is people to actually...
Grow a set of cojones.
And actually shoulder their own responsibility as a living
human. Join together.
But they won't do it, because nobody wants to have that responsibility of actually running their own life. Like I told my son, he asked me one day, Dad, what would happen if this zombie apocalypse happens? I said, son, it's already happened.
Yeah.
Look around you. All you have to do is pick your head up and look around. You'll see zombies walking everywhere. They drive cars. They work in industries. They just go drones. Drone bees. They're just built to go work in a damn hive, and then they go home and die.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And they go camping every now and then, and they, go on the river every now and then, and they say, well, this is just the way it is, and it's always been this way, but in 1776, they just finally said, great goodness, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not living this way anymore.
Yeah.
And 3% of the nation said, okay.
Yep. And we have a lot more people now. 3% of 350 million is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
speaking of protest and speaking of a revolution, I have an idea for people to protest the sheriff. If you're fed, if you're sickened, as sickened as I am by this disgusting move of giving himself a $35,000 pay raise, or somebody else, him even accepting a $35,000 pay raise, write in Matthew Hutchison for sheriff when you go vote. All right. I know I'm not going to win. Even if I did somehow by some insane thing, like crazy miracle.
You mean if they rigged an election in your favor?
Yeah, if they rigged an election in my favor and I became the sheriff, I would be the sheriff. It would probably take a month for me to do what I want to do there. I would immediately, the first thing I would do if elected sheriff would be to decrease the salary of the sheriff to $100,000 a year. Okay? Decrease. The chief deputy doesn't need to be making more than $75,000 a year. I don't even know what the hell the chief deputy does. Apparently, he runs the whole show. Doug Bowling, he'd be gone. Immediately gone. Just, that frees up $104,000 right there.
Yeah.
Plus another, $23,000, $24,000 off of me, so that's another... That's 1.25. Then you got decreasing by 10,000 for Rock Coleman. Actually, he would be fired, so we would have a new chief deputy. Hopefully, Steve Kanalfik would be my choice. And I'd bring Dexter Handy back in some role. Maybe give him Doug Bowling's old job of being in charge of the SROs as a civilian, you know. I would put a true civilian oversight board And it would just go out by draft style. I'm just going to send a letter randomly to people.
You know, I FOIA'd the information on the citizens board. Mm-hmm. I wanted their minutes. I wanted any emails and all this kind of stuff. Guess what they don't have? No record of any of that.
Wow. Amazing.
No text messages. No, nothing. Nothing.
That's shocking. Shocking. All right, so make sure when you go to vote on November, or if you're doing early voting, if you're inclined to vote, if you're one of those people who actually votes, make sure you write in Matthew Hutchison for sheriff. And that's spelled Hutchison. If you misspell the name, they're going to throw the votes out. I already checked with the election commission. It has to be the exact spelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even if we get, let's say we get 150 votes, 150 people go out there and write Matthew Hutchison in for sheriff, do you think he'll get, that'll shake him up a little bit? He's going to be like, oh my God. That would be pretty amazing if I got 100, 150, 200 votes. That would be amazing.
He'll get on Facebook and do something, save a whale or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Or he'll post a picture of him in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that,
you know, Rambo and all that shit.
I already have several current law enforcement officers going to write my name in. I hope that this podcast gets spread like wildfire through Kershaw County and the surrounding areas. I just want the people of Kershaw County to know that this has happened, because it was done underhandedly and in the dark of night in back rooms.
And then, on top of that, look at what we're doing. We're struggling with inflation crazy and everything else.
Yeah.
And here comes old sneaky Frankie Lee Bone Jr. Shoving it right up our ass.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, and laughing and driving his Tahoe that we fill up every day, and going down there to Texas Roadhouse and getting him a big old chunk of cow. You know why he can afford it? Because he just got an $18,000 or $35,000 raise.
He can afford to feed Rock Coleman on it.
Holy shit.
He can afford to feed Rock Coleman. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Dang. That's a lot of money.
He can go to Golden Corral.
Maybe that's why they go to Texas Roadhouse, because they have all them rolls you can eat for free. Rolls and butter.
Yeah, they used to have, peanuts. They did away with the peanuts because apparently peanuts are, Corona likes peanuts too, got into peanuts. And when you sat down and took off your mask, because remember, when you were standing up, it could get you.
Yeah.
And you had to wear a mask. But when you sat down, it wouldn't get you, except when you're eating damn peanuts. Yeah. And when you're using your salt and pepper shaker.
That's right, yeah.
You remember, they took all them away,
too. Plastic utensils.
Oh, and I do not forget that Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone and the seven members of county council all wanted you to take the jab.
Yeah, that's right. Here's another thing about this salary.
Never forget that, boys and girls.
Yeah, don't forget what they did. The victim's advocate for Kershaw County. You know, we have one full-time and one part-time victim's advocate. We've talked about this a lot before. And so the full-time victim's advocate, I'm not going to say her name, her pay scale is from $34,000 to $38,000 a year. The part-time, $10,000 to $14,000 a year. So that just goes to show you
what
the sheriff thinks about the victims in Kershaw County, right? Doug Boland's making $104,000 a year to sit his fat ass in a Tahoe.
Look, there should be no victims. There should be no victims because police prevent crime.
Yeah, they prevent crime, and they help deter the fear of crime is what I saw.
Yeah, it's something about them blue lights running around all over, driving up around the road and sitting in parking lots, jerking off and all. It scares everybody.
There's two part-time deputies, and their salaries were not put on here. Let's see, narcotics investigator, pretty much everybody's scale is 46 to 50. Then you got 42 to 46, and I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. Classroom amount.
That doesn't add in their French benefits either.
That's right, overtime and all that. And then they get to take cards home.
Their dental and their medical and all that kind of stuff like that. You know, they always say, you know, well, we get medical and all that kind of stuff. If you add the French benefits, that's another, I don't know, $25,000-$30,000 a year right there.
Yeah.
Look at Frankie Lee Bone Jr. If you add all that in there, he's running up there around what a congressman that does nothing, you know.
Yeah. You have...
And a congressman doesn't even get a car. Well, unless you're Lindsey Graham. You get
that free license.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's open positions already right now. I'm looking. One investigator, a narcotics investigator is open. Oh, we got the Bethune deputies on here.
I just want everybody to quit paying these bastards because they run on cash.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now. If you can slow the cash flow, disrupt the system, put a cog in the, you know, a wrench in the cog and jerk it around, they're going to be scrambling. Now, the thing about the state is they only have one recourse, and that's violence.
Absolutely.
And so when you do that, you're going to expect some sort of violence, mm-hmm. whether it be legal violence or actual physical violence.
Right.
When is enough, boys and girls? I mean, you know, they're going to bar you into oblivion. They're going to tax you into oblivion. And then they're going to introduce social credit system where you get screwed like hell. And here comes Frankie Lee Bone saying, you said the wrong thing. Get in the car.
That's right.
Because, and just like Jimmy Jones says, even if it's a stupid law, I obey it.